Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting second. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Noon moves to second. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Noon moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noon scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel strikes out. one out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari bunts towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehrig moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Lazzari moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Yankees, 1. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lazzari tags and scores. Dugan tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Yankees. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noone takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Noone moves to second. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Noone scores. It's Tigers, 2, Yankees, 2. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heilman for the out. Rice scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Koenig moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrave hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to third. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grabowski hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Heilman chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Galloway. Galloway fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Galloway. Lazzari scores. Dugan goes all the way around to score. Grabowski moves to third. It's Tigers, 4, Yankees, 4. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grabowski scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Noone hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehrig tags and scores. Musel tags and moves to second. One out. It's 7-4, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dugan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Grabowski hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Grabowski reaches second base with a double. Musial scores. It's 8-4, Yankees. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Noon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 8-5, Yankees. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Al Wingo pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 5. The Yankees will come to bat. George Smith now pitching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Noon hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Tigers 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Heilman reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gehringer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Heilman scores. It's 9-6, Yankees. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 9-7, Yankees. Al Sheely now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fothergill scores. McManus moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-8, Yankees. Jack Warner pinch runs for Pinky Hargrave. Larry Woodall pinch hits for George Smith. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Warner moves to second. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Noon hits a fly ball towards left. Musel catches it and throws to home to double up McManus. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Tigers 8. The Yankees will come to bat. Larry Woodall now catching. Lil Stoner now pitching. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Grabowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Gazella pinch runs for Johnny Grabowski. Al Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely bunts towards first. Noon scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Gazella moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gazella tags and moves to third. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Koenig hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Fothergill is chasing the ball. Koenig rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 10-9, Tigers. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Ruth reaches third base with a triple. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. It's 12-8, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Collins now catching. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 3 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Galloway moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galloway moves to third. Heilman moves to second. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.